May 3, Judges 8:22-27, betrayed into error. And Gideon made an ephod, which became a snare unto Gideon and to his house. Judges 8:27. The people of Israel, in their gratitude of deliverance from the Midianites, proposed to Gideon that he should become their king, and that the throne should be confirmed to his descendants. This proposition was in direct violation of the principles of the theocracy. Gideon recognized this fact. His answer shows how true and noble were his motives. "I will not rule over you," he declared, "neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you." But Gideon was betrayed into another error, which brought disaster upon his house and upon all Israel. The season of inactivity that succeeds a great struggle is often fraught with greater danger than is the period of conflict. To this danger Gideon was now exposed. A spirit of unrest was upon him. Hitherto he had been content to fill the directions given him from God, but now, instead of waiting for divine guidance, he began to plan for himself. When the armies of the Lord had gained a signal victory, Satan will redouble his efforts to overthrow the work of God. Because he had been commanded to offer sacrifice upon the rock where the angel appeared to him, Gideon concluded that he had been appointed to officiate as a priest. Without waiting for the divine sanction, he determined to provide a suitable place and to institute a system of worship similar to that carried on at the tabernacle. With a strong popular feeling in his favor, he found no difficulty in carrying out his plan. Those who are placed in the highest position may lead astray, especially if they feel that there is no danger. The wisest err, the strongest grow weary. It is a solemn thought that the removal of one safeguard from the conscience, the failure to fulfill one good resolution, the formation of one wrong habit, may result not only in our own ruin, but in the ruin of those who have put confidence in us. Our only safety is to follow where the steps of the Master lead the way, to trust for protections implicitly to him who says, "Follow me."